Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3. I really want to know what happens with the motherfucking levels on this here show every time. This is a lesson for you young engineer, board op people types, you know. You always got to check levels. I don't give a shit. Even if there's nobody been in the studio, with today's modern digital equipment, you don't know what the fuck you got, man. One day to the next, what's happening? Now, what is this, man? What happened to this fucking thing here, man? That's what I want to find out. Why is this thing? I'm going to try something here. Hold on. Hold the phone, man. Hold the fucking phone, bitch. All right. Okay. All right. Maybe this phone's fucked up. Maybe it was temporary. All right. That motherfucking sounds like it's working. Sounds like it's working. Test.
There it is. It works. Yes, this is the... Yes, hello, this is William Breckett. Hello, this is Bill... Hi, this is Bill Hurton. Hi, it's Bill Hurton here. Well, Phil, I've got a...
What's up, Thunder?
Well, Phil, I've had a pain in my ass for... Yeah, well, I had... when I went to the doctor's office, they told me that I had some kind of a... something rammed in my ass. I had no idea.
That'll work. Huh? That'll work. That'll fucking work.
What's the story, Thunder?
Testing 1, 2. That'll work. I switched phones. All right, so today's the last of the encores, and then we shoot into, you know, new shows. I apologize for that, but it was a busy-ass week last week doing other shit that, quite frankly, paid me a lot of goddamn money. So how do you say no to that? 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. I love you guys. I respect you, and God knows I love doing the Phil Henry Netcast. I do. But when there's other gigs that can, you know, help pay the bills, Jack, you can't say no to that. All right. Now I had I heard the funniest fucking interview, and I'm trying to approximate the character, and I went on top of them, and that's when I prayed, and I woke up, and my leg was, my foot was turned inward.
Uh-huh.
And the other foot was turned the other way, so I was, I can't tell. So, when I got up to walk, I had one foot angled directly to the right, and the other foot angled to the right, so I had two feet pointing to the right. Why are you laughing? Not at all. And I prayed on that, and... The next day, the doctor came to me and said, there's nothing we can do. There's nothing we can say.
Thunder, what's up, baby? Come here. You want to go outside?
And the doctor said, there's nothing we can do. And I prayed and I prayed on it. And when I woke up the next morning, God saw fit to... And I looked in the mirror, and my nose had turned up. What had happened is I'd run my head. I got so angry at the illness... That I had.
Yes.
That I just beat my head, I beat my face into a brick wall until till my nose was turned upward as if I was an ovine.
A pig?
Yes, as if I was pig-like. That's how little I gave a shit. Testing 1, 2, 3, 1, 2. That's how little I gave a shit. And so, but God saw fit to... And I went out of there. I didn't walk, I was dragging a leg. But I was so grateful to be alive. And I dragged my leg out.
So were you walking?
I was, one leg walked and the other I dragged. But you know what? When you haven't walked in a while, you drag a leg behind, you're fine with dragging a leg.
All right, I don't want to mock people. Okay, or do I? Or maybe I do. Let me go to the thing. Let's go to the thing, bitch. Huh? New window? I don't like that. I have a mouse pad that it just does not work. It's a Ouija board mouse pad. Maybe you've seen it on some of the videos, but I don't like it, man. So maybe we'll go back another, you know, 2 years. We'll go to 2021. That worked real good the other day. Let's go, man. And so that's a character that I want to do. And he's talking like this. The other character I got to bring back is My Flanagan.
Right, Bob and I, he delivers his meat to Ted Bell, but, you know, I deliver I deliver sausage to Bob.
All right, take it easy.
Well, you deliver your load of meat. I deliver a load of sausage.
Never mind. Archives.
I deliver a load of sausage to Bob, and you always have a smile on your face, don't you?
I have a smile on my face to be a good business. Oh, my God.
Well, you do. Every time I say, Bob, here comes my Flanagan's sausage, you're always, yee.
I'm telling you, I was going to fucking die. Listen to this interview of this woman, famous singer.
And she was just talking about how my spine was fused, but I was able to curl myself into a ball. That's what God had done for me.
What the fuck is she talking about, man? Pretty whack, man. Pretty fucking whack. All right.
Let me see what I've got here, Bob. Mike Flanagan here. I deliver a load of sausage once a week.
Monday. What the fuck? It's another look at the days of the pandemic. Hoarding toilet paper. I remember when I did that show. Did we do the Don Berman Hates Award show? I think we have. How did Pete Bone handle this? Let's look back. Let's look back at the beginning of the pandemic and see how Pete Bone handled coronavirus coverage. Is it the only one? Oh, you know what? Let me look at this fucking thing. I bet you it's going to be a replay.
It's got to be a replay. There's no question, and I think it's because of the
fact. Welcome to our pre-show.
Yeah, look, what's this?
Alcohol.
Yeah.
Sorry, alcohol.
What are you doing, Henry, doing a goddamn repeat on Wednesday, you bitch? God damn it. Things got really fucked up last February, year ago February. All right. No problem. I got it under control. 2022. Oh,
we'll go back to 2021, right?
By the way, let me recommend. I don't know if I recommend it because it's really good. I recommend it because it's like very original. A show called Glitch on Netflix. Watch it. Jackie and I are watching. It's three seasons, six episodes per season. And we're hooked on it. There's a lot of shit that's wrong with it, but it's got just enough shit that's right about it. And it's entirely unique. I've never seen a show like it. And it's a supernatural thing. It's like a Stranger Things, only it's not strange. It's supernatural like Stranger Things. I wouldn't call it a horror. I would call it it's a fantasy. Yeah, I suppose a horror. It's a horror fantasy called Glitch. It was made in Australia. And great actors, great production, terrific production values. And like I said, it's very unpredictable. You don't know what's happening in this thing, man. You're still scratching your fucking head halfway through it going, how is this going to work? You know, I'll tease it for you. At the beginning of the first episode of the first season, people are crawling out of their graves. Okay? Let me just leave it there. It's a small town in Australia, small town sheriff, you know, with a little urgent care and, you know, a small town. And at the very beginning, people are crawling up out of their graves, covered in mud, gasping for air. Okay? So check it out. You may hate it. But, we found enough in it that's exciting. And we watch a lot of this shit, you know. We do the old FaceTime thing together on the phone at night. You know, I don't know what the fuck. Let me go back to 2021. Fuck this. It's too difficult. Trying to find something last year. I think we've milked February of last year as much as we can. Let's go to 2021. This would be February 2021. This would be like, you know, when we were doing the repeats on Tuesdays and Thursday. Rory replay. John Jerryman, with the help of nephew, wants to fly to Hollywood and pitch a TV show. Ted Bell lets everyone know, no doggy bags. This is Friday, February 26th, 2021. Let's see. This looks fun.
Hey, welcome to the pre-6th. That's the 26th.
That boot, I follow it directly into my mouth.
Okay, I love it already. I follow the boot directly into my mouth. I like it. Okay, man. Now, let's groovy on over to, what are we doing? Okay. Let me put this motherfucker into show log. How are you guys doing? Did everybody have a good weekend? I had a pretty good weekend. Jackie and I got rip-snorting drunk on the phone again with each other. Okay, here's Oxnard. Okay, cool. Let's see here. And we watched the Gordon Lightfoot documentary, If You Could Read My Mind. Highly recommend it if you're a Gordon Lightfoot fan. I am. Have been for a long time. I just am. And it's great. It's fucking great. And it starts out, I think I mentioned it to you guys. I hadn't seen the whole thing. It starts out with a song, That's What You Get for Loving Me. It's a famous Gordon Lightfoot song. He's basically saying, I broke your heart, but you should have known it because I'm a piece of shit. And I've loved 1,000 women before I met you, and I'm going to love 1,000 more before I'm through. And he's basically saying, that's what you get for loving me. You got a broken heart. Okay. Lightfoot hated this song because he wrote it when he was married, and he grew to regret having written it, especially when he was married and he had a couple of kids, I think. So the show starts off with this, of him in live performance doing That's What You Get for Loving Me with Johnny Cash, That's What You Get for Loving Me with all kinds of artists. And his wife, Lightfoot's wife at the present time, is saying with him as he's watching this on TV, as he's watching pieces of this documentary, she says, these are important songs for people. They love these songs. You know, these are songs that people will remember. And he goes, just, I hate this fucking song. Turn it off. So I recommend Gordon Lightfoot's, the name of the doc is If You Could Read My Mind. Lots of guest artists speaking. I mean, look, man, on this doc, Geddy Lee and Alex Lifeson from Rush are interviewed saying, yeah, Gordon Lightfoot's the fucking poet laureate of Canada. Before there was Lightfoot, everybody thought, Geddy Lee's quote is, before there was Lightfoot, everybody thought there was nothing but lumberjacks and hockey players up here. The Guess Who, all the guys in the Guess Who. Yeah, Lightfoot's the man, you know. Joni Mitchell, all of these people speaking, all these Canadians. Neil Young is featured in it. All these Canadians speaking on behalf of Lightfoot, saying if it wasn't for him, nobody would know anything. You know, and in the centennial year of Canada, which was 1967, Lightfoot was busting out as an artist, and they said, you know, in that centennial year of 1867, people were asking, well, who the fuck are we anyway? So we're Canadians. So what? You know, what are we? Who are we as a country, as a culture? And Lightfoot busted out that year, and they went, that's who we are. You know, that there's our music. There's Lightfoot speaking for us in his music. So anyway, I've just been a Gordon Lightfoot fan for a long time. You know, my favorite song of his is Did She Mention My Name? But everybody loves Early Morning Rain. Everybody loves If You Could Read My Mind. Everybody loves fucking Wreck of the... And the Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald, the story behind that is a mind fucker. I ain't even going to get into it, man. You're going to have to watch the doc to find out. But I think it's a mind-blowing story. All right, and I'm not talking about how the ship sunk. I'm talking about how the record, how it came to be recorded. Okay. Getting back over to the thing. Where are we, man? Here it is. Now, let me go to archive. Okay, so when I do that, let me save the video. The video saved. Okay. That's what you get for loving me. That's what you get for loving me. Everything you had is gone, as you can see. That's what you get for loving me. All right, man, so now, is it 2021? Yeah. Now I want to go back to the archives and get some shit from the archive. Thunder, are you in, man? This goddamn cat of mine. Everything you had is gone, as you can see. That's what you get for loving me. February 2004. I ain't the kind to hang around with every new love that I've found. Moving is my stock and trade. I'm moving on. You won't think of me when I'm gone. That's the song he wrote when he was fucking married. And he really, in this documentary, he expresses great regret for having written that song, because he felt it hurt his wife at the time. You won't think of me when I'm gone. Shit. A lot of reruns, 2004. February 2004. What the hell? I got a way to do this one. All right. February 2004. Paste. Feb 2004. All right, man. Well, kids, let's do this shit. Okay. Here we go, man. Don't say I didn't warn you. Folks, wait. Friends, it is the cold months of winter, yes. It's going to be cold. Wait a minute. Friends, it is the cold months of winter. Yes, soon it will... Friends, it is the cold months of winter. Yes, soon it will give way to spring, and then summer. You cannot be enduring... Wait,